Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 1, we were taught that we should never compromise to have fellowship with people who are not right with God. Let's continue with that thought today. God wants His local church to be in partnership with one another, not in how like the world we can be in Jesus' name. How much like Christ can we be for His glory and name? Now, some people think they can social drink. Can you say, "Dear Lord Jesus, bless this alcohol I'm about to drink. Dear Lord Jesus, bless this marijuana I'm about to smoke. Dear Lord Jesus, bless this pornography I'm about to watch on television." Someone said one time, and I think they were right in this way. I mean, it's wrong to watch pornography, and men are usually guilty of that. But women actually are the ones that perform pornography, so it involves men and women. But either way, it's wrong, it's evil, it's sinful. God doesn't bless being like the world. God is holy. Christ was holy. When we walk in His light, we'll walk in holiness. Our oneness is with Him and all who walk with Him accordingly. So we want to see how much we can be like Christ for His glory, for His sake. This then has been written so you can be in fellowship, because this fellowship is actually with the Father and His Son, Jesus Christ. And in God's eyes, it's a very close-knit circle. In John 13, 34 and 35, Jesus said, "A new commandment I give unto you." Now, when He said a new commandment, He was putting that on the level of the Ten Commandments. And He was making it greater than the commandment as given in Mark 12, 30 and 31, when Jesus was asked, "What was the greatest commandment?" He said, "Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy strength, all thy mind, with all thy body, self, everything else." You know, He was just saying, "Love the Lord your God with all." And the second was likened to it, "Love thy neighbor as thyself." This is strengthening the second commandment. Not to just love your neighbor as you love yourself, to love them as Christ loved them. Now, He had said on the old commandment, "Love your neighbors yourself, and then love the Lord your God with your all." He was said all the law and all the prophets hang upon that. And if all the law and the prophets hung upon that, and then He has strengthened it, it's very important. It's very important. So if these folks get out of fellowship with God, then you don't have fellowship with them, except you try to bring them back to a right relationship. But never, never, never partner in compromise. Now, this is not speaking of being unkind. If not in sins which call to put out of the church, you can be nice. But close fellowships are developed with those that are walking in righteousness. Now, I'm not on Facebook. I have fun sometimes with people. I say, nobody's ever unfriended me because I'm not on Facebook to be unfriended. Now, I think they've unfriended me in many other ways, but not on Facebook, okay? But what spurs a Christian to unfriend people? And it's not over doctrine. and what spurs them to unfriend them and not try to bring them back to the way of righteousness. You see, that speaks not of Jesus Christ's love. That speaks not of the mind that was also in Christ Jesus. Avoid those people who sow discord again. Proverbs chapter 6, 16 through 19 lets us know that sowing discord is an abomination in God's sight, which the Hebrew word for abomination is the same one that he uses when speaking of homosexuality. It tells you how serious that sin of sowing discord is. It may be against a pastor, it may be against a teacher, it may be against another church member. It causes factions. They try to convince people to leave a church. You know, I find that interesting. People get mad, and we have a Christian school, we also have a church, we also have other ministries involved, and sometimes people, when they get upset, will not just leave the church or leave the school or leave the ministry in some way. They'll try to get others to leave as well. And that is sinful. That is a shame. And yet, they think they're doing right. They have no scriptural reason for it, but they think they're doing right. And all you can do is pray and ask God to work in their heart that they might get right with God. Now, I've told my people, I have never did, as the Bible tells us, to deliver such a one unto Satan for the destruction of the flesh, that the spirit may be saved. I've never asked God to destroy someone's flesh personally, anybody I knew like that. I just haven't asked God to do that. Maybe I'm wrong for not doing that, because there have been plenty. But you know what? It's what's in our heart for others that makes that hard. Remember, sin in no way does it ever hint that it is all right under certain situations. Look, if you're going to walk in the righteousness, integrity, compromise is a cuss word for you. Compromise of the things of God is always, always evil. Some people get down on marriage, divorce, and I can understand that. Some people get down on drunkenness, I can understand that. Some people get down on drugs, I can understand that. But doctrinal, spiritual compromise is just as evil. It may be more evil because it deceives even lost souls and keeps them from getting saved. Now, in fellowship with the Father, we realize that God is a spirit. As John chapter 4, verse 24 tells us, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And therefore, our fellowship with God is in spirit and in truth. In our spirit, we talk to God. We pray. In truth is God's word. He talks to us. It's wise to let him do more of the talking. But we should always talk to God as well. And there'll be no deceit from God, because God looketh on the heart. You're not going to deceive him, and he won't deceive you. And so that is actual, real fellowship, to have fellowship with God. Now, in John 1:18, it tells us that no man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. That word declare means he has thoroughly and particularly made him to be known and understood among us. As the God-man, he could accomplish this. Would you marry someone that you know as well as you know God? Yet he likens the relationship that he wants with us to be as with that of marriage. That is why some will be ashamed at his appearing. Because you let that relationship down so often. It wasn't really real. If you would walk daily with him, keep your heart and mind stayed upon him. As Isaiah tells us, stayed upon Jehovah, hearts are fully blessed. And as the song says, finding as he promised, perfect peace and rest. Ask him to reveal the knowledge of his person to you. And as you read his word and meditate on it, you'll find that he will. But that's a growing thing. The Apostle Paul, we're told, prayed for this for the members of the local churches at Ephesus. In Ephesians 1:17, he says that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. That's the prayer. That we would grow in wisdom and revelation of the knowledge of his person of God. You'll never learn all there is to know about God, and you'll even know him more and learn more of him in eternity. This Bible's an eternal book. He's the eternal God, and he gives you eternal life. Now, I spend a lot of time here on fellowship because I want you to understand what God means by it. He wants you to have fellowship with him. That's why I said this study of 1 John is going to be different than the last one because it's more devotional. It's personal. It looks inward and our relationship with God. And it shows one reason for it is that fellowship will lead to our fullness of joy. That's what verse 4 tells us. And these things write unto you that your joy might be full. Joy speaks not of a laugh a minute and no problems. Paul and Silas are beaten badly. Their backs are bleeding badly. They're placed in stocks, and that hurts. They're in a dirty prison. Are they depressed? Downhearted? Oh, no. They're not singing, "Nobody knows the troubles I've had." Oh, no. They're singing praises and glory to God. And they're preaching his gospel even in those conditions. And they seem so quite happy. In Acts 5, the disciples rejoiced when they were beaten because they were honored that men of high degree counted them worthy of stripes for Christ's sake. They said, "Man, who are we? We don't make any kind of an impact." What made those men mad enough, it impacted them.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation for the Bible stands.